It's time now for How You Built That. And today we're updating a story that first ran over a year ago. It begins with Tyson Walters, who lives in Los Angeles with his dog, Harley.
My St. Bernard, she was the true inspiration behind the product.
Now, Harley, like a lot of dogs, is lovable, but also like a lot of dogs, she sheds all over the place.
So there was a lot of conversations to people before I brought her over, as in, you're going to vacuum when she leaves, or even riding in cars. No one wanted to ride with me because they knew they're going to be full of hair.
And Tyson started to take this problem very seriously.
I researched and researched, like, what could I do? And there was no solution. So I kind of started to create it.
Now, this was around 2011 when Tyson just got out of college and moved back in with his parents. And they didn't want Harley shedding all over the house either. So they thought, maybe we can design some kind of bodysuit for her.
You know, something to really get all that hair and keep it in. And something that was punchable for the dog, too. So, you know, the first idea started from just a blanket and kind of messing around with that and trying to make some leg holes, everything from like more of a net.
And you can probably imagine how this all went down. Tyson and his mom worked with an old sewing machine in the living room. They tried a bunch of different designs.
And we finally kind of came up with, it just looked like a baggy shirt that the dog wore.
But the shirt was too baggy and the fabric wasn't breathable enough. And so Tyson and his mom had basically hit a wall. So he went on Craigslist and he found a professional seamstress.
She could see it in her head better. And then she would recommend different materials too. So that's when she started bringing in the stretchy material, kind of like the Under Armour and Nike athletic shirts you see. That's when it finally came together.
And what they eventually came up with was this form-fitting suit, kind of like body Spanx for dogs. Different colors and 9 different sizes. Chihuahua to Great Dane.
Most dogs are actually okay with it. The fabric's so stretchy, it really doesn't hinder their movement at all. And I would double check with vets and stuff like that, and they would all give it the okay as well.
But remember, the whole point is to keep your dog's hair from winding up all over your house or your car.
All the hair is just contained pretty much in the suit. So you just take it off outside, you can shake it out.
And while you're at it, you can shake off all the weird looks you're gonna get from your neighbors.
They laugh and say, "What is this?"
And you have to see this to believe me, because when I looked at all the pictures of these dogs in their Spanx, I almost wondered whether they were kind of embarrassed. Anyway, Tyson called his dog suit the Shed Defender, and just a few months after we first ran this story, Tyson made it onto Shark Tank, where one of the sharks invested $250,000 for 25% of the business. And this year, Tyson is expecting to hit over $1 million in sales. Oh, and by the way, the Shed Defender is not just an indoor suit. A lot of people use it at the beach or in the woods or wherever to keep their dogs clean. And if the dog needs to go, well, there's a zipper.
The space is wide enough for the dog to use the restroom, and then once they come back in, you can just zip it on up.
If you want to find out more about Shed Defender or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.